the Chasam Sofer in Joshua's brings from the Pirush Monos HaLevi on Megillas Esther. The Monos HaLevi is from Abshloi Malkovich, the Baal HaLechoy Doidi, and he says that Haman was Semeach when he made the poor, he made the lottery, that it fell on Yud Gimel Adar. Chodesh Adar was the Chodesh Shemes Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he made Miyom Liyom, another Goyrel, and the Goyrel fell on Yom Yud Gimel, and he was Semeach. Why? Says the Monos HaLevi, because Makas Choshech was in Chodesh Adar, he makes the Cheshbon. Makas Bechoyrois was in Chodesh Nisan, that was the Chodesh HaGeula. The month before that was Adar, so Memela that was Makas Choshech. And he says the Sholosh Yomim of Choshech was Yud Gimel, Yud Dalid, and Tesvav Adar. And during that time, Mesu, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael, Memela Haman was Somach Ma'oid, that he, the Yom for the to kill all the Yidden is going to be the same tog as Choshech. But Lamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mahapich the evil l'sosoin, and says the Chasam Sofer that it turned the choshech that Haman wanted turned into la Yehudim hoisa oira. So mameila yudalit tesvav Purim, that's the Purim we have, which la Yehudim hoisa oira kineged makas choshech. Reb Moshe Shapiro Zatzal said over the Chasam Sofer, and he was moisif, that in Chodesh Shvat, if we continue the Cheshbon, Shvat was makas arbe. It comes out that the Makas were in the middle of the Chodesh, lefi this. So Tesvov, Shvat, was Makas Arbe on the Mitzriim, and Keneged that, what are we zoiche in? Tu b'Shvat. The Arbe destroyed all the Tzmochim and trees and Peiris from the Mitzriim. Keneged that, we zoiche to the Rosh Chodesh le'ilonois for the Tzmicha. Tesvov, Tu b'Shvat. The Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, Reb David Cohen, said over this vort with Reb Moshe Shapiro Zoysofa, and he added on, lefi this cheshbon it comes out that in Chodesh Tishrei was Makas Oroiv. Makas Oroiv is the Maka that we find that the Torah stresses the Hiflinu, that there's going to be a Havdolah between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. So that Makas Oroiv where there was a Hiflinu was Tesvov B'Tishrei. Kineged that, with Zoiche to the Chag HaSukkos, Kineged the Anani HaKovod, where the Anani Kovod also was Vihiflinu. That was Mavdil, Ben Klal Yisrael Lagoyim. Be'inyan Makas Choshech, Lamaisa, it's Yodua, there's a Machloikis Rishonim. What is the gather of Choshech? We have a Bri of Or in Choshech. Some Rishonim learn that Choshech is a Bria, just like Oyer is a Bria Bifnei Atzmoy. Choshech is not just the lack of Oyer. It's not just when you take away the Oyer, we have Choshech. Choshech is a Bria Bifnei Atzmoy. The Goyin in the Pirush HaTfila brings a Raya from, we say, Yoitzer Or Uvoyrei Choshech. It says the Loshen Bria on Choshech. If Choshech would just be a header, when you take away the Bria of Or, you end up with Choshech, it can't say the Loshen Bria. So Choshech is a Bria Bifnei Atzmoy. Hagam, that when you turn on the lights and you bring an Or in the Choshech, we have Or, no Choshech. If Choshech is a Bria, why is that? Says the Goyin, kos miklolei HaBria was that the Choshech is Boireach Mipnei HaOr. Be'etzem, they're both a Bria. But that was the Tanai Abriya that Choshech is mestalik when the Or comes. Le'umaze, the Ramban Shita is that Choshech is not a Bria. Oyer is a Bria. When you take away the Or, that's a header, and you end up with Choshech. What's with the Goyin Zeraya from Yoitzer Oru Vori Choshech? The Ramban in Parsha Shmois on the Posuk, Misom Pele Odom Oy Misom Ileim. The Ramban asks, how can you say the Loshon Misom Ileim? And Ileim is a lack of a Koyach HaPeh, a Koyach HaDibur. How can you say a Loshon from Bria, a Loshon of Asiyah on a header? The Ramban is Machadish that you could. Even though it's a lack of something else, that can be considered a Bria. The Ramban brings a Raya from Yoitze Or Uvorei Choshech. That means from this Pasuk, Yoitze Or Uvorei Choshech, we have one of the two is Muchach. The Goyin takes out of this Pasuk that Choshech is a Bria Bifnei Atzmoy, And the Ramban, who learns that Choshech is a header, he says Vaistois, that you can use the Loshen Bria on a header. Al Kulponim, the Nafgamina from this Machloikis, one of the Nafgaminas is Makas Choshech. What was the gather of this Choshech that was on the Mitzrayim? From Rashi, V'oidri Shoinim is Mashma, it was the regular Choshech of Laila, the night continued. Because Rashi Vaistois learns that Choshech is a Bria Bifnei Atzmoi of Choshech. Usually, Choshech is Boireach Mipnei Ha'or, and over here, that Tanai was Nisbatel. The Goin also says this. Makas Choshech is the Pshat, the night continued. Over here, the Or was Boireach from the Choshech, but the Choshech continued. The Choshech continued, it didn't run away from the Or. It was the regular Bria from Choshech that we have. Kol Yemois Hashono, that was, it was Nischazek in Makas Choshech. The Ramban, who learns that Choshech is just a header of Oyer. So how does he learn Makas Choshech? How is it Choshech for the Mitzrayim? So the Ramban brings the Ibn Ezra, but Makas Choshech was like a thick cloud, a thick fog that came down and was Machshech. That was the gather of Choshech. He brings from the Ibn Ezra, that the Ibn Ezra said sometimes that the fog is so thick, you can't even move in it. He says sometimes in the Mediterranean Sea, that people who travel there know about the thick fog. He says, the Ibn Ezra says, Gama ni hoyisi shom. He was a traveler, and there was a dark, black, choshech, like a cloud, so thick you can't move. Al kolponim, that was the makas choshech. In Pasuk state, that even though the Mitzrayim had choshech, the Bnei Yisrael had or, ulechol Bnei Yisrael hoye or b'moy shvoysom. The Medrash says in Parashas Boy, Adiyuk, it doesn't say Lechol b'nei Yisrael hoya or be'eretz Goshen. Not just where they lived in Eretz Goshen was there an or. Everywhere they went, everywhere they were Yoshev b'moishvoysom. Shekol mokim shohoya Yehudi nichnas hoya or nichnas u'meir loy. Mashe b'chovius u'batevois u'vimatmoinios. The Medrash Rabba said anywhere a Yid went into a Mitzri's house, into a Mitzri's chotzer, there was a gewaldig or, they were able to see inside the chovios and inside the teves umatmonios. A moyridik azach in this medrash, the medrash ends off and says like this, va'alehem ne'mar ner liragli dvorecho. It brings the posuk in Tehillim, kuf yotes, that says ner liragli dvorecho va'or linesivosi. What is pshat in this medrash? What does it mean l'kayim asher ne'mar? What does this posuk have to do with Bnei Yisrael having Or B'moish Voisom? This pasuk is talking about that the mitzvahs and the Torah is an Or for us. Or L'Nesivosi. Devarecha means Dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Torah. That's a Ner V'Oira. So what's Pshat? What does that have to do with the Bnei Yisrael having Or B'moish Voisom? Says the Eitz Yosef on the Medrash Pshat, Aleim Ne'ma Ner L'Ragli, Shedover zeh she'omar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Acharei kein yetzu b'chush gadol, that brought the oir. That's what brought the oir. The hainu, shteito adover nifla ma'oid. What brought the oir to the Bnei Yisrael b'toich this choshech? Because there was a tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a haftocho, Acharei kein yetzu b'chush gadol. And lefi kamri shoinim, it was a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah to take the kelim of Mitzrayim to be mekayim this haftocha. If so, what happens if it's choshech? There's a makas choshech, lefi both pshatim, Rashi and the Ramban, whatever the pshat is, there was a choshech in Mitzrayim. But Klal Yisrael has to see all the kelim and gold and silver of the Mitzrayim. The mitzvah itself brought with it an oyer godol that gave Klal Yisrael the koyach to be mekayim the mitzvah. The only way to be mekayim the mitzvah is having an or to be able to see the kelim. Memela they were zoicha to an or. The or that Klal Yisrael was zoicha to, the or betoicha choshech, to be able to see this thick choshech that the Mitzrayim couldn't move. But the mitzvah, they have a mitzvah of rechush godol. Memela that brought with it an or b'chol moish voisam. Adover niflo state in the medrash, ner l'ragli dvorecho v'or l'nesivosi, means that the Torah is meir. Kol mitzvah sheba Torah, limud haTorah is meir for us. In an oylem achoshech, it'll give us a moiridika oyer. And not only does it give us an or, but the mitzvah itself brings with it the koyach to be mekayim the mitzvah. Where that's where the or came from. There's a mitzvah to do. It's choshech, but the mitzvah from Torah brings with it the or and the koyach to be mekayim the mitzvah. A person is mekabel upon himself to do a mitzvah, learn Torah, even though seemingly a mensch could think, I don't have the koyches to do that. Nein. The mitzvah brings with it the koyach and the capabilities to be mekayim dvar Hashem, and with it a moir de ge'or that's meir for us. In Rabbeinu Bachai, in the Sefer Kadachemach, in Ois Tof on Torah, he brings the kapitel in Tehillim that we say on Shabbos in Psukei de Zimra, Hashemayim Misaprim Kavoid Keil, Umasa Yodav Magad HaRakia. It's talking about the Ma'oirois, and it's talking about the Shemesh, La Shemesh, Som Oyal Bohem, Einisto Mechamosoi. That's the first half of the kapitel. Right afterward, it starts talking about Torah. Torah Hashem Temimo Meshivas Nofesh, Eidos Hashem Ne'mono Machkimas Pesi, Bekudi Hashem Yishorim Misam Chelev. Anyone who is misboinin in this kapitel, Tehillim Yotes, it sounds a little bit modna. What's the kesher between the first half and the second half? The first half is talking all about Ma'oirois, the Shemayim Misaprim, the Gevaldik Hashemesh, and all of a sudden we go into Torah Hashem Tamima. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, it's something that is worthwhile to see inside. He says what David HaMelech is coming to say over here is, even though the or has a Gevaldik Toyeles, there's an or that has a Toyeles, it's meir for us, it warms us. Everyone knows after a dark, rainy, stormy days, all of a sudden you have a nice, sunny day. How much hano we have from the Shemesh. It makes us sameach. It makes us content. And it is an or, a moir de ge'or. He says, David HaMelech is saying, even though there's a, but you should know, there's an or godol yoiser me HaShemesh, v'hu ha-Torah. And he says, the Torah, even though the or is meyed, u'mesaper, the Bria is Mesaper on the Emuna and the Metzias van Hashem, but Torah is much, much more than that. Torah is Mefarsimit more than that. And he says the Toyeles is more than the sun. He says like this. He says someone who sits in the sun too long, what happens? He'll get a Nezek, it'll be Mazikim. He brings from Yoina Hanovi. You'll faint from the heat. He says that's only in the sun. Aval hamasmid be'esek ha-Torah einoy kein. Torah is meshivas nofesh. Number two, the shemesh, if someone sits in the sun too much, it's nichnas in his moyach ad sheyishtageh, he can become a sugar. Aval ha-Torah einoy kein. Torah is machkimas pesi. The more you look at the Torah, the more you're ligging in the Torah, the smarter you get. A third nekuda, someone who sits in the shemesh too much, it makes him depressed. Yid agvis atzev, aval haTorah pkudei Hashem yeshorim misamchei lev. Point number four, you look at the sun, misha mistakel, yichu einov, you can become blind. Aval haTorah meiras einoyim, and he goes on. Rabbeinu Bachaya goes on with more, but that's the pshat in this kapitel. It's zelu umazdeh. Torah is be'etzem a gewaldike or. Torah and mitzvahs is meir for us. It gives a person meshivas nofesh. It gives a person mesam chilev a gewaldike simcha. And that is what Klal Yisrael was zoiche to. Klal Yisrael was zoiche to this in the Yimei HaChoshech. Al yidei the mitzvah, they were zoiche to this gewaldike or. That the Torah and the mitzvahs was meir to them. And that be'etzem is what's meir, Rabbi say, what's meir for us to be Messiahim with a Maisa, the Chazanish Yadua. In Bnei Brak, he was very makpid not to use Chashmal and Shabbos. Especially in those times, he held that it was not possible to have the electricity without a Chil Shabbos from Yidden. So he didn't have Chashmal, they used Neiris or a generator. There was once a Sheva Brochus a few blocks down from the Chazanish on Leil Shabbos, and he went. He walks in, and he sees that there was light on. And he says, "My hi." So they told him, because they didn't have light, they didn't have the generator, didn't work. And since there's a Simchas Choson Vekala, they started making the Cheshbon that maybe they could be Mekel for the Lechvoida Simcha, so it could be Meir. You have to have Neiris to be Mesameach. They wanted to have Or, that it should be a Matzah for Simcha for the Choson Vekala. Lechoy, that's a Deraisa, Mesameach Choson Vekala. Chashmal, maybe they held it was a Chumra not to use the electricity on Shabbos. What did the Chazanish answer to them? The Chazanish didn't go into a Shtikel Torah if you're allowed to be Mekel or not. The Chazanish just looked and he said, Rabboisai, this is Oyer. This is Oyer. It's finster, it's dark. By the Chazanish, if there was a Chashash of being Oyver and Isser in the Torah, it was Choyshech Mamish. The Chazanish didn't see Oyer. That is the Oyer HaTorah, when you're Mekayim Mitzvahs and Medaktik in them, ligging and learning, everything is Meir, everything is Mesameach. And if not, is doch a choyshech, we should all be zoichet to the gewaldike Oyer shel Torah. A guten Shabbos.